everybody, welcome to another Launchpad series where we showcase powerful ISV solution running on Microsoft technologies including Windows, Azure, Office 365. With me today is Dean from TechSmith.
Hey, happy to be here.
Yeah, thank you, Dean. This is an amazing place here, as you can tell. We're actually recording it live at a Worldwide Partner Conference. If you didn't know this, over 12,000 partner attendees attending this week in Orlando, Florida, including partners such as TechSmith, to A, learn about new technology from Microsoft, including Windows 10, Office 365, Surface Hub, but at the same time sharing ideas with other partners to build powerful solutions. So, and we're gonna do just that. We're gonna spotlight a really cool app, never been seen before in public eye. It's called TechSmith Loop. And so why don't we jump right into it?
Okay.
Shall we?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So first off, you know, I for one have used the TechSmith product Camtasia to record some of the video demos in past lives, but maybe some of our audience haven't quite seen other products TechSmith have used. Can you share a little bit more about the company and then subsequently talk about what business problems you're trying to help different commercial customers solve?
Right, so TechSmith is most widely known for our products Snagit and Camtasia.
Right.
And Snagit is a market leader in screen capture and screen capture annotation and editing.
Right.
Camtasia is a market leader in screen recording and screen casting. And those products are both desktop products, and they still work well on Windows 10 today.
Great to know.
Yeah, I used them to prepare for this demo.
Great.
Yeah. TechSmith, however, you know, our past is going to be different from our future. So really going forward, it's a different world. And it's all about a cloud, mobile, and multi-device world going forward. And we adapted to that first with a mobile app called Coach's Eye,
right,
which is a sports video analysis app.
Right.
And it's one of the top paid sports apps on iOS, Android, and Windows.
I heard it can help me with my golf swing, which is like really bad.
I think it can.
Yeah.
So we developed the Windows version as a Windows 8.1 modern app,
right,
and that was our first real experience with Windows mobile development. And now we're taking that technology from sports and bringing it to the workplace to solve problems that have to do with performance and process improvement.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I think we have a slide on that, probably the next one here. So what kind of problems and what kind of industry verticals are you trying to solve such issues?
The most compelling vertical is manufacturing. So they have a big need to continuously improve performance and processes, and they do that by observing what's going on, you know, at where the people are doing the work. And that's really difficult when things are in fast motion and you're watching, you know, the technique of workers and automated machines and so on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we see a picture here of people working in the semiconductor industry, like you said.
Yeah.
I don't know how many gazillion number of devices that have come through, but they have to precisely put the soldering down to probably micrometers, maybe perhaps of the chips and whatnot, right?
So not only is it performance and productivity, but it's quality as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and in manufacturing, motion and any movement of people or things is cost. So they're continuously trying to drive down that cost and improve best practices. And then we have some interest in healthcare and public safety as well.
Okay. What kind of scenarios?
Reviewing what happened in a healthcare situation, you know, triaging in a emergency room.
Mm, okay.
Reviewing just what happened and what could have went better, what went well,
right,
and how did they deal with the unexpected situations.
Sure, for disaster recovery kind of situation.
Same kind of thing, very dynamic situations that can't expect.
Right, and I think video can capture everything.
Yeah.
A mind sometimes cannot.
Right,
so
right.
That's the power of TechSmith technology. Excellent. So with that, can you unpack what this TechSmith Loop is about? Kind of a lift it under the hood. What are the technologies, what you're trying to bring to this table?
Well, it's a Windows 10 universal platform app, and we developed it from the ground up for Windows 10. And it It uses adaptive responsive design for everything from this very large surface hub to the surface tablet and and to the Windows 10 phones even when they come out.
So all with the same code, right?
Yeah, one application.
Excellent.
And we are embracing that platform with you know, being a good app with modern live tiles and action and notification center. Mm-hmm. But really at the heart of TechSmith Loop is a GPU accelerated multimedia engine. And that's heavily using the Windows 10 media APIs, which are incredible. It's been incredible to use those. The performance is all we could have imagined. And we're also leveraging the pen and touch APIs.
For annotation and others, right? Yeah. Annotation. We could probably save some of those important information in the demo. As a matter of fact, speaking of demo, this is a tech show, so why don't we jump right into technology demo?
Sure.
Cool. All right.
Right. So here we have Loop.
So convenient to have a big board like Surface Hub.
Yeah, this is great. And this is how you bring media in. You can import media from the device, from a USB drive, from OneDrive,
and OneDrive also.
Team sites. Yes.
Okay, so that's an Office 365 OneDrive integration.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And you can record directly from a camera in the app as well.
Right. So what are we looking at? First of all, this is sort of a layout of multiple videos.
Yeah, this is the media that is on this device to work with that you brought in.
Yeah.
And we can walk through a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
And this sort of shows the you know, the real heart of the app, which is video analysis.
Right.
And how you could explain that this is proper technique, you know, keeping the spray gun perpendicular to where they're spraying and the spray pattern.
Correct.
And, you know.
And then you do a slow motion, gliding through the sweeping motion.
So this frame by frame scrubbing in slow motion is great.
So it's great for training purposes of post-mortem analysis.
So training and discovering new best practices.
Right.
And there's also pan and zoom, you know, that kind of thing.
Excellent.
And this shows just how fast people are. So when we think of sports, you know, how we're breaking down these really fast things like a golf swing.
Yeah.
Well, that same kind of thing is needed here, where you can go frame by frame in slow motion to break down these really fast movements of people.
One thing I thought of, you pause for a second, is how close the fingers are from the chopping knife or whatever the piece of metal was.
Yeah.
So it looks like this can also help you avoid accidents and whatnot as someone go through a really fast-paced manufacturing control.
And we know from manufacturing that people need sort of continual reminder of that.
Yeah, that's right.
And this example is sort of a team scenario.
Mm-hmm.
So they're moving someone off a accident and keeping the, you know, the head and neck braced and that kind of thing.
Right.
And
I guess in this case, ideally, you like to be as horizontal as possible, so you don't apply new stress to the injured neck, right?
Yeah. So you can imagine, you know, coming back from a live event or a drill or practice, and then the team being around a Surface Hub, you know, breaking that down and seeing what went well and what went what didn't go so well.
Right. So it allows a larger group of collaboration, maybe looking at it from different perspective.
Yeah.
Because maybe they're different individuals, they're doing different parts of their operation.
Exactly.
So now we can all look at it at the same time.
Yeah.
Literally the same sheet of, not paper, but same board of the video, right? Frame by frame.
And with this Surface Hub, the 84-inch, it is literally like you're in the scene.
So Dean, now that you've annotated the video for these training purposes, post-mortem exercises, how do you export the original video with the annotation?
Exactly. So show an example here. This is a really powerful feature where you're
You're actually comparing two different videos.
Two videos. To explain.
Side by side.
You know, it's as easy as hitting a record and stop button, which we don't have implemented here today.
But, correct.
Everything you can do here with the markup and scrubbing and pan and zoom and voice narration can be recorded as a new video
right. That
you can then share with your team
right. And
other people that you collaborate with.
Gotcha. Very cool. So, and then once you, so if you were to annotate some things and then use the export button to bring them into a new video?
Yeah, so when you record an analysis like this one I recorded earlier, it's just an MPEG-4 file that'll play back on any device, or you could upload to any video portal like Office 365 video, for example.
Right.
And it picks up all the motion and voice narration.
On top of the marks that you put in earlier.
So you don't need to know how to do any video editing.
Right. Well, that's very user-friendly in my opinion, so I'm sure partners here today, or customers, audiences viewing this today must be excited about this. So can we switch over to the last slide and see how they can take advantage of this as soon as possible?
Right.
All right, let's do that. So we got through these. So how can they get started, and what will you be launching soon?
Yeah, so you can get a free trial version of Text with Loop from the Windows Store by the end of July. Mm-hmm. And that lets people try out the features of the app, that, like I've demonstrated here.
Right.
And
which is for Windows 10 version, whether they have a Hub, Surface Hub, or Windows Surface. 10 tablets, and so on.
Yeah. Right. Anything running Windows 10, phone when that's available,
when
but
that's available.
Surface tablets and Surface Hub.
Right.
And we also want customers to contact us if they're interested in Loop. So we really want to engage with them about how they'd use it in their business.
Right. And so you're interested in both customer feedback as well as customer trying it out and sharing ideas?
Yes.
Excellent. Yep. All right, Dean, thank you so much for coming all the way from Michigan. To Orlando to meet with us at the Warmer Partner Conference. And to the audience, thank you so much for viewing another episode of the Launchpad Series Season 2. Don't forget aka.ms/launchpad, where you can learn more about tons of other ISV videos. So until the next time, have a wonderful day.